the Seal Catcher.
Hello, this is Natasha.
And I'm dropping by with an old story from Scotland about a man who made his living from catching seals and selling their skins for coats. As you will see, one day he had a chance to talk with one of the seals that he had been hunting. The story is called The Seal Catcher. There was once a man who lived not far from John O'Groat's house on the very north of Scotland. He made his living by catching fish of all sizes and types, but he had a particular liking for killing those wonderful beasts, half dog, half fish, called seals. No doubt he liked killing the seals so much because he got a fancy price for their skins. The truth is that most of these animals were neither dogs nor cods, but downright fairies, as this story shall tell. Now one day, the fisherman stabbed a seal with his hunting knife, but he failed to kill it outright, for the seal let out a loud cry of pain and slipped off the rocks and into the sea, taking the knife with it. Later that night, after the fisherman had returned home to his cottage, a stranger came to visit him. The man said that he had been sent by his master, who had wanted to buy a large number of seal furs. The stranger and the fisherman mounted a horse and rode off at great speed, their faces cutting through the sharp, salty air. Finally, they reached a great cliff that overhung the sea, and the stranger told the fisherman that they had arrived.
"But where is the person you spoke of?" asked the astonished seal killer.
"Soon you shall see," replied the stranger, and with that he seized the fisherman with irresistible force, and they both plunged over the cliff, headlong down into the sea. After sinking down, down, nobody knows how far, they at last reached a pearly gate, which opened into a palace. The rooms of the palace were filled not with people, but with seals who could speak and feel like human folk. And the seal killer was astonished to find that he himself had been changed into the form of a seal.
"Am I to spend the rest of my days here like this?" he asked in great distress.
"Your suffering need not last much longer," replied the stranger. And so saying, he produced a huge knife. The fisherman, who thought he was about to be killed, begged for mercy. But the creatures of the deep gathered round him and assured him that he would meet with no harm.
"Did you ever see that knife before?" asked the stranger. The fisherman looked at the weapon again and recognised it as the knife that he had lost in the back of the seal.
"Why, it is my own," he admitted.
"Well, sir," said the stranger, "the seal that made away with it is my father, and these past hours he has laid dangerously ill from his wound. Only your healing hand can save him." The fisherman was led into another room in which he found the stricken seal. He was asked to pass his hand over the wound, which he did. And to his surprise, it immediately healed. The seal rose from his bed in perfect health, and the mood of all the sea creatures all around changed from mourning to rejoicing. The seal catcher feared that he would remain underwater as a seal for the rest of his life. But the stranger told him that he could return home on one condition, that he took an oath that he would never harm another seal again so long as he lived. To this, the seal catcher readily agreed. And then they swam out of the gates of the palace and up to the surface of the sea. From there they made their way onto the land and up to the top of the cliff where the horse was waiting for them. By now they had regained their human form and they rode back to the cottage where they had begun their wondrous journey. The seal catcher had already begun to wonder how he would make his living in the future. But he need not have worried, for the stranger had made him a gift. He presented him with a heavy bag, which he carried into his cottage and placed on the table. And when the seal catcher opened it, he discovered that it was filled with gold. And that's the story of the seal catcher. Bertie says that seals aren't really half dog, half fish, even though they might look a bit like that. They are, of course, mammals that have flippers instead of feet and powerful tails for swimming. And don't forget, there are loads more stories on storynori.com. So drop by soon. For now, from me, Natasha. Bye bye!